The 24-year-old Fulbright scholar who spent 6 months in a Russian jail is back in the United States. Jack Tobin was arrested on drug charges and was accused of spying. At JFK Airport in New York yesterday, he greeted reporters briefly. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
Thin and tired, dressed in a khaki shirt and dark pants, Jack Tobin was protected from the media by his father and by Congressman James Maloney, who represents Tobin's home district in Connecticut. Tobin needed a rest, they said, and would go before the media again in a week or so.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be home.
Tobin thanked everyone who had helped in his case, including the U.S. Embassy, President Bush, and God. He was asked about the moment he felt the most fear.
I think I was most frightened in the very beginning when I spent some time in the dark. I didn't know what charges were going to be brought against me. I didn't see anybody for a couple weeks. I didn't see, you know, a lawyer, and I didn't see any investigators, and I really was sort of just not knowing.
Then reporters asked Tobin about the drug charges.
The allegations are false.
You done?
Yeah, I think we're all done.
Okay.
Then Tobin quickly left the room. His father, John Tobin, stepped in to explain to disappointed reporters.
You got to remember, he's spoken very little conversational English in 6 months. Physically, he's diminished. He's lost a lot of weight. He's not back yet. He needs to get his feet under him.
Tobin was originally sentenced to 37 months in jail for drug possession. That sentence was reduced to 1 year, and he was eligible for parole after 6 months. Tobin's father said they all believe that Russian intelligence tried to recruit his son and that his arrest came when he refused to cooperate. The case gained national attention after an official of the Federal Security Service, the successor to the KGB, accused Tobin of training to be a spy. Tobin spent 5 months in a shabby jail where he spent 23 hours a day in his cell. His last 6 weeks in a larger prison were more comfortable. He was released on Friday. Tobin's father said the Russians did not mistreat his son.
They abided by the laws as far as Jack was concerned, so that's important. And he made that point to us, that he was treated fairly, he wasn't molested, he wasn't beat up, he wasn't abused in any way. I think in a way they were careful.
Congressman James Maloney said Tobin's release was connected to the recent talks between President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin. When asked about the marijuana charges, Tobin's father said he was not naive about college students.
But I'll tell you this, Jack isn't that stupid to use marijuana in Russia.
Jack Tobin had a beer and a hamburger on the Delta flight home. His father said this about his son's future.
He's got a story to tell. He's got a story to write if he wants to. It's a fabulous story. It's better than I thought, and I'm not going to tell it. I'm going to let him tell it.
Tobin will spend the next weeks with family and friends, and then probably begin to write about his experiences. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.